Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is Legal Nurse Podcast 123. Public speaking like a pro, pick up the mic and drop the anxiety. You've no doubt heard the point that more people are afraid of public speaking than of heights, starvation, being mugged, or dying. My name is Pat Iyer, and in this edition of Iyer's Insights, I share tips on how to take the fear out of public speaking. If you can confidently and credibly share your knowledge with a group of attorneys, you will be able to give your LNC business a big boost. Attorneys love to learn, and they love inside knowledge gained from healthcare providers. One of life's highs is to step away from a podium and have attorneys swarm you, asking you for a card, to discuss a case, to retain your services, because they were impressed by what they heard you say. I'd like to tell you that there isn't anything particularly scary about public speaking, but that is not true. It is anxiety-provoking until you're good at it and you feel comfortable with it. Everyone will be staring at you, and it may feel like they're waiting for you to mess up. The truth is, no one is waiting for you to mess up, and everyone watching you is rooting for you. They've stood in your place. They've tried to connect with an audience. Their audience might be a jury. You know there's a lot at stake when they're in the courtroom. They have an inkling of the fear that you might be feeling. If you can change your perception and realize that no one expects perfection, you'll actually start enjoying your talks. The more you enjoy your talks, the more your audience will get from them too. So let's jump right in to understand how to overcome fear while speaking in the public. Overcoming fear of speaking in public takes commitment and work. But once you do that, you'll truly be able to reap all the benefits from giving talks to attorneys. Your talks may be in a conference room of a law firm, at a public seminar, or in other settings. It is an honor to be invited to speak to attorneys, so let's see how to get the most from the opportunity. First, embrace your fear. The first thing is that you must accept that everyone is afraid of public speaking. This includes attorneys who speak when there may be millions at stake. When you can do that, you'll realize that you're no different than anyone else. Plus, no one can tell that you're scared. They can't see what's inside your mind. They can't see the butterflies in your stomach. Just accept that you're fearful and breathe. Point two, be prepared. The best defense against fear is preparation. Do all your research. Check your facts. Practice your delivery and timing. As you go through your talk, more often it'll start to become so second nature that you'll begin to feel comfortable enough to ad-lib a little bit. Tell each story a little differently each time because you'll know what your exact point is and how to get there. Third, know your audience. Even if you have a semi-prepared talk already, you should be crystal clear about who's in your audience. Do the attorneys handle primarily personal injury cases? Do they handle primarily medical malpractice cases? Find out as much as you can in advance so that you gear your material to your audience. That way you can change some words and some stories to better fit each audience. The main thing about your talk is the point, the lesson, the one thing you want them to understand, not the stories. The stories are a way to get your point across, and those may change depending on your audience. Mistakes are normal. That's my fourth point. You may mispronounce a word, you may panic, but don't. Everyone flubs a word or trips on their tongue in giving speeches. That happens to everyone. Simply accept that mistakes are normal, fix the mistake, and move on from there. I don't pronounce everything correctly in these podcasts, and I stumble on a word every once in a while, and I've been doing this for a long time. Just keep going, say the word correctly, and it'll be fine. No one will think you're a bad person for making a mistake. Instead, they'll just think you're normal, like them. Attorneys make mistakes when presenting too. Next point, take a breath and pause. One thing that can ruin a good speech is fear of taking a breath and pausing. The truth is, silence is a good thing. You want your audience to have time to soak in your words and understand a concept. Therefore, take your time with a breath and a pause and allow silence between your sentences. That's a remarkable thing. Avoid the urge to fill the silence with continuous sound. And last point, watch other speeches. Today you have a great resource at your fingertips that can help you learn about what makes a great speaker. There are some people who are orators that you should watch and can easily find on YouTube. People like President Obama, John F. Kennedy, Steve Jobs, Martin Luther King. Others are wonderful to watch, no matter how old their speeches are. Watch older TED Talks, especially very popular ones, and you'll soon see how people talk and how they get their messages across. And that will make you better. These strategies to overcome fear will help you if you practice and believe in them. It will take time for you to start to feel comfortable, but with patience and preparation, it will happen. Speaking of fear, I want to share with you a resource that will help you confront and overcome your fears regarding attorneys. Attorney Wayne Schoenberg and I taught a course specifically to help LNCs with their fears. It's called How to Live Beyond Fear: Secrets for Legal Nurse Consultants. In this course, we cover how to gain the courage to be a confident LNC and to achieve a better understanding of how you can be successful in your LNC business. It isn't necessarily the smartest LNCs who are successful. It's those who believe in themselves who succeed. You can use these techniques to quickly achieve success with your LNC practice. Conquer fear and capture confidence. How would you like to be able to comfortably talk to an attorney anywhere at any time? Lose the butterflies in your stomach that come when you talk to a prospect. Confidently communicate with attorneys without fear of being intimidated. Know the most effective ways of getting new clients, and they aren't what you think. And feel in charge when you sit on the witness stand. Gain the valuable insights of a trial attorney by participating in a course from the comfort of your own home. You'll be able to view the slides and listen to our presenter and enroll in this online training at http://lnc.tips/livebeyondfear. Use the code LISTENED to get 25% off of the price. That's http://lnc.tips/livebeyondfear. And use the code LISTENED to get 25% off the price. For the second part of this podcast, I want to go into common presentation mistakes. There are many mistakes that people make when giving speeches. Kathleen Pagana did a great job of giving the seven deadly sins of speaking in Legal Nurse Podcast 24. Here are some more. Not having a clear message will confuse your audience. If you don't know what your message is, no one else will either. It's imperative that you clarify your message in your own mind before you even start preparing your presentation. Keep in mind that you can know what your message is even before knowing who the audience is that you'll give the talk to. You can adjust the message for each individual audience later. Talking too fast occurs due to nervousness. Many people get super nervous before they give their talk, and it causes them to speak super fast. This can make your breathing get very quick, and you'll sound like you've been on a long run if you don't learn how to get control of your speech rhythm. Remember that talking slowly is better. I don't mean in an exaggerated way, but be sure to pause often enough to let people absorb the information. Taking a breath as well as allowing for silence between sentences is a wonderful way to slow down. Not using emotions is a problem with memorized speeches. When you memorize your entire talk, it can start sounding monotone and monotonous. You don't want that. Instead, allow your voice to rise and fall with the words, emphasizing different words that mean something. Plus, gesture with your hands when appropriate. This will help your audience relate more with you and help your message get through. Not pronouncing all your words can lead to confusion. Many people often get comfortable speaking normally without enunciating their words. This can lead to sentences trailing off and your audience not having a clue what you mean about something. Say everything fully, pronounce each word, and finish every thought. Even if it seems redundant to you, it will help your audience follow you better. Avoid having too many vocalized pauses. These are etc. Having too many can be a huge distraction from your message. The main reason is that it will seem as if you have no idea what you're going to say. Practice pausing without using the vocalization. Pauses and silence are good, as I've mentioned, but too many with vocalizations are distracting. Having some vocalizations is actually good, though, because it makes you human. Finally, you must practice. Giving any speech without practicing is a bad idea. As you practice, you'll find things you need to fix. For example, maybe you cannot pronounce a certain word you wanted to use, and then you'll be able to change it. That's okay, but it will help you look more professional and be more comfortable if you practice. Stop struggling with your LNC fears and take advantage of speaking opportunities. Be sure to enroll in our course, How to Live Beyond Fear, Secrets for Legal Nurse Consultants. Get the online course now at http://lnc.tips/livebeyondfear and use the code LISTENED to get 25% off of the price. If you're considering working with a business coach, I would love to have a chat with you about my mentorship program to help you create a sure footing for your business and shortcut your learning process so you achieve success more quickly. Complete the questions at http://lnc.tips/need help, and let's get started. That link again is http://lnc.tips/need help. And I would love to talk with you. Thanks for being a part of this program. Check out our online training and books at legalnursebusiness.com. Expand your LNC skills with our resources. Also, explore coaching with me at lncacademy.com to get more clients make more money, and avoid expensive mistakes. And finally, join our continuing education program and get monthly trainings at lncceu.com. You'll get 2 online trainings each month designed to deepen your knowledge and skills. And look forward to having you tune into our programs again next week.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.